Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hey, busy mamas. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. This is number two and a little disruption to our normal schedule where I'm serving up a podcast a day in celebration of this new document, checklist, I don't know what you want to call it, but this tool that you can have to really transform your weeks. And it's called 101 Changes. And it's 101 ideas for one thing. You're going to pick one thing a week that you can focus on to move your life forward in a healthier, happier way. So most things obviously have to do around food. So, or kitchen or cooking or scheduling or meal planning, you know, all those things around creating a healthy lifestyle. So on today's episode, yesterday I did sort of the seven more general things that I think we all need at all times, but that we go in and out of, and that we definitely need to bring our focus back to, after a bout of vacation or being sick or having a stressful time at work. Sometimes we're pulled out of our healthy habits that we've created. So that's what yesterday was. Today, I'm going to focus on seven doable changes from this list that have to do with mindset. So what I found as I changed my food was that I really had to change my mind as much as my like actual food habits, because my mind was playing a bunch of games with me. And it's funny because just this week, as this is going live, I am doing a cleanse. And on the first day, I'm doing a 21-day cleanse. And if you're listening to this as it goes live, you're welcome to come look in on Facebook. It's something that I actually just did for myself because I'm about to announce something that I am going to ask you guys to come look at soon in a couple of weeks. And in order to get to a space where I can really be there for my people and all that kind of stuff, I just needed to get back to myself and really cleanse my body of some toxins that have been building up as I've been deep in creation mode this winter. But what I decided to do was I decided to sort of document what I'm doing during my days, you know, not in a very, I'm literally every night just going in, I'm snapping pictures during the day and going in and telling you guys what I ate and did during the day, like where I had hangups, all that kind of stuff. So you can read about it, you know, after the day. And that's happening on the Plan Simple Meals Facebook. So if you're interested, you can go watch that there if you're listening to this when it goes live. But that was a tangent, because what I wanted to say was I started this on Monday, and the way that I start almost every day of my life for the past 7 years is with a smoothie. So here I was on this first day of a cleanse that was going to also start with a smoothie, except the rest of the day was going to look a little bit different because I was ditching grains, and I'm ditching a lot of stuff, but some of the stuff I don't normally have, like animal protein and dairy and gluten. But a lot of grains had come into my life. A lot of chocolate had come into my life, like the sugary dark chocolate bar kind. Coffee had made its way back into my life. And I was feeling it. I'm not feeling it anymore because I'm on day four and it's awesome. But I was feeling it. But on that first day that was starting just how every other day starts, even if it would have ended with chocolate, I woke up being like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. I need a bigger breakfast than just a smoothie. And it just proved to me how impactful the mind is and the stories we tell ourselves. And that wasn't real. That wasn't my body telling me I was hungry. That was my mind saying that I should be hungry because all of a sudden I'm going to do this for 21 days. And just so you guys know, like I don't believe in starvation or depletion. So yes, at the beginning of a cleanse, sometimes I find myself hungry, but I'm fully nourishing myself with tons of fruits and veggies. So, you know, I'm not like, there's no starvation here. I don't believe in that. So anyway, I just wanted to say that because that's why I think this mindset part is really important. And a really important part of my story 7 years ago was that I did have a whole component as I was losing the 65, 75 pounds that I lost. I did have a whole bunch of mindset practices that I practiced every day. And some of the seven changes that I talk about today, I'll tell you some stories of how I used those 7 years ago. So let's dive in. And again, this is seven mindset doable changes that are from this checklist document that I've made for you that you can get if you go to plansimplemeals.com/101changes. So 101 changes, the number 101. And you can download that document, and there's 100. And I just want to reiterate that I do not expect you to go do all 100 things or even all seven things that I am outlining on any of these podcasts. It's really good to focus on one thing at a time, to play with it for a week, to experiment with it for a week, to see how you can fit it in your life. And I promise you that more things, like it's kind of like it's like the opposite of peeling an onion. It's like making one of those rubber band balls where you keep adding layers and layers and layers. Or a lot of times I use like the stairs. Like you're just building blocks. You're building the stairway up to your health. So just because you're focusing on one thing doesn't mean you aren't doing other things, but just having that focus will really help pull you forward. So let's dive into these seven mindset ones that come from this document, the seven that I picked. So, number one is know why you want to get healthier and write it down. So, there's two important parts to this, so I want to break that out. So, knowing why you want to get healthier is huge because a lot of us have sort of shallow reasons that we dish out on a daily basis, either to ourselves or to the people around us. So, it might be about weight loss, which can go deep, but I'll get there. Or just like wanting to, your family to be healthy or feeling like your family should be healthy. But none of that goes deep enough to really work in that moment when you're at soccer practice and donuts and Gatorade come out and you're having to make a decision based on, your brain versus your heart versus your body. So, and for your child who's not even you. So knowing your why is really helpful. And so for me, when I started off, I really wanted to lose weight. But what I do, and the reason that I call it your why, is because what I would do is I would ask the question why a couple times until you get deep enough that it really is meaningful to you in a very tangible way. So it's like, why did I want to lose weight? I wanted to lose weight because I felt awful in my clothes on a daily basis. Like they just didn't fit. I wasn't comfortable. I couldn't concentrate. So, why did I want to feel good in my clothes? Because I had a lot to share with the world, and how I was feeling in my body was getting in the way of how I showed up. Why did I want to show up in the world? Because I knew I had something, like I knew I was here for a bigger reason. And to share my gifts with the world. And so all of a sudden it goes from wanting to lose weight to wanting to share your gifts with the world, and that becomes enough to pull you forward. So do you see where I'm going? And you could do that with your family. You could do it for health reasons. Sometimes health reasons are big enough, so you don't have to ask them anyways. But knowing your why, the real reason why you want to do this is huge. And then writing it down. So putting things to paper just makes us remember. So, when I said I would keep tapping back into my story, the thing that I did every morning when I was trying to get healthy was I wrote down my why on a piece of paper. And it was like I had this piece of paper, and on half the piece of paper, I wrote my why. And on the other half, I wrote what I was going to do for the day. And so, what I was going to do for the day, I had just written down the why. So, it always, like, it couldn't ever contradict that. Does that make sense? Like, it couldn't ever be like, go to Dunkin' Donuts and work 14 and a half hours and, don't stop for lunch because that wouldn't have supported my why of that moment or this moment, but it wouldn't have supported my why. So writing it down is key. It just helps you remember it and it helps you really plan your day according to it. So that's number one. Know your why and write it down. Number two, I love the idea of repeating an affirmation every day. So it can be really simple. I eat in a way that supports my body. I am thin. Hear how they're always in the present tense. I am healthy. I have energy. I have all the energy that I'm in control of to be with my kids. My family eats in a way that supports a long life. So all these things in the present tense, but if you have an affirmation and you can tune into that in the morning and figure out what yours is for the day, and just always remember it. If you ever go to yoga, sometimes in a yoga class, the teacher will say, like, what is your intention for the day? And so that would be sort of like your affirmation. And you can write these on cards. You can look at them regularly. You can actually buy, people have made amazing decks of cards that you can read, what's going on. A friend of mine, Taylor Wells, has a card deck, and she has a bunch of great affirmation that's in it, so you can look that up on Amazon. But repeating affirmations every morning, it just gets you in the right mindset, because sometimes when we just run out of the gate, in the morning, we forget. It's not like we forget, it's like we just don't remember. And we need to remind ourselves of why we're here, why we're taking care of ourselves, why we need to take time for healthy habits throughout the day. So that's number two, repeat affirmations every morning. Number three is figure out how to fit meditation in just for 10 minutes a day. And this is really big right now. There's a time, the Time magazine special edition is on the benefits of meditation. So this Where meditation maybe used to sound woo-woo, it is not woo-woo. It is real. There's scientific proof behind the fact that meditation really helps. There's some great apps out there. I think the one that I use is called Insight Timer. Sometimes I just put on music that I've gotten from yoga playlists, but a lot of times I'll tune in to those Insight Timer meditations because there's somebody talking you through calmness. There's morning ones, there's night ones, there's driving ones, although I don't recommend that. There's all sorts of, get in a good mood, get in a productive mood. There's food ones. And they're generally like you can find one that's 10 to 30 minutes. So it's very easy to find a 10-minute one. They even have like 6-minute ones. So that's a good app for just, being able to commit to the 10 minutes and being guided through it, especially if you're just starting. And the idea behind meditation is just to clear your mind, to calm yourself down. So often we end up in reactive mode all day long because we're not taking the time to just be quiet and not have thousands of thoughts in our head. And you'll find when you start meditating, it's hard to get those thousands of thoughts out of your head, but eventually your mind quiets and it's really nice and makes a big impact on a day and on creating the space to be able to change your mindset around habits that maybe have been part of your life for a long time. Okay, so number one is know why you want to get healthier and write it down. Number two, repeat affirmations every morning. Number three, meditate for 10 minutes a day. And remember, these are not three things that you're going to go out and do tomorrow. It's that on a Sunday evening or a Saturday or whenever you do your planning for the following week, you just choose one thing from any of these 7 days or from the whole 101 choice checklist, and you work on that one thing. So if any of this sounds appealing, you'd pick that one thing, you'd focus on it for a week, and then you move on to another thing the next week. Okay, so number four is kind of like number one, but about knowing your why, but more for family. And so number four is create your family brand. And I have a whole section on this in my book, Plan Simple Meals, which you can also get on Amazon. And what that is, though, is it's 5 to 10 words or phrases. You can do it however you want, that are really what your family stands for. And I find that this is really helpful in shifting to healthy changes because a lot of times we feel like we're always fighting healthy changes, but if you do this exercise and, food or meals or health aren't in that top set of values, it's going to be hard to strive for. So first thing is to see where you are now and if it's missing. And then, or If it is there, but you just haven't been communicating it very well or remembering it, then sometimes it's helpful just to create your family brand. Like, what are those things that you as a family care about? Do you care about school grades? Do you care about athletics? Do you care about nature? Do you care about food? Do you care about health? Do you care about service? You know, what are those things, integrity? Like, what are those things that you care about? And all these food choices will map back to a couple of those. And so it's just a really helpful way for, you know, when you're at that soccer game that I mentioned at the beginning and the Gatorade and the donuts come out, that it's just like, you know, sweetie, we're not going to have that right now because that really doesn't support our family's value of eating food that's going to make us calmer, I don't know, whatever it is, or keep us healthy. So you get my drift. So that's a really fun one to put in a week because you actually end up with like a tangible thing at the end if you, you know, put your mind to it. So I love that one. And if you go to the Plan Simple Meals website, there is a blog post on creating that. So that might be a good place to go. And if you have the book, then you have even more on that. Okay, and then actually, you know what? Another great thing to listen to, if that is your doable change for the week, is there was a one of the past podcasts, I think in December, was with Kate Stillman, and that was a fabulous one on creating family values. And she goes even farther with how she implements them into her family every week by having family meetings. So that would, if that's your concentration for a week, I would highly recommend going and listening to that episode next. Okay. So that's four. Number five of mindfulness changes that are doable and you could experiment or play with for a week is to be okay with doing things a bit differently than the standard American diet or the norm in your country. So what I found is that at least in, you know, the Western world, eating healthy, eating well, it's becoming more mainstream, but it's still not mainstream. So if you're going to the normal pediatrician or, you know, schools, normal schools, or, you know, just sometimes the neighbor's house, it's not always gonna be exactly how you want. So you have to really start to get comfortable with doing things a little bit differently because in order to live a really healthy lifestyle, you're gonna have to draw your own boundaries and teach your kids to do the same. So a lot of times I hear I just want to fit in. And so that's where playing with this one comes in. And it's really a mindset shift. It's really standing in your own, you know, power to stand for something that's meaningful for you. And, you know, it definitely takes some work, which is why it's on this list as something that you might want to focus on. And you might want to need to focus on it more than once. It's kind of a, you know, a lifetime thing. And you know, you might start with, you know, some aspect of it and then move into others. Okay. So that is number five. And then number six is tell your favorite stories at the dinner table. And actually, I'm sitting here staring at the document that I want you to go download, the 101 Doable Changes. And this is number 76. So I just want to be clear that these actually aren't, I keep saying, on each of the episodes, seven episodes, it's going to be one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. But when you go to the document, they're going to be all over the place. I'm just grabbing my seven favorite from each of the categories that I'm sharing with you. And so 7 days times seven will be 49 different ones. There's still, God, this is getting to be complicated math, 52 that you'll be missing and that you'll have to go download to see. But maybe I'll do another series soon. So, okay, so tell your favorite family stories at the dinner table. So, from the why part, you can start to see how stories are a really important component to changing your mindset. Because basically, what we're doing is we're telling ourselves new stories, right? We grew up with a set of stories, and some of those might really serve us, and some might not. So, for example, I grew up with the story that you just always had dinner together. Like, so I didn't really know different. The dinner together wasn't a big change for me. What was had at the dinner table was a big change for me. That was a big shift. So tell your favorite stories. Connect, your kids to your grandmother who they don't know. Tell stories that you heard growing up. All these things are so powerful. And then you can mix that in with new stories that you start to tell. We're starting to tell all sorts of new stories in our family. Like if you start to listen around the holidays, you can start to hear about the new stories we're telling around that, around Thanksgiving, around Christmas. We've created a whole new set of rituals, which I think, every generation tends to do. But just be clear about what those stories are, because that's how we pass them on to our kids in a way that will really serve them. And I love telling my kids stories about my husband's grandfather and my grandmother and funny stories I heard about relatives I never even met. But this is how we pass down family. So it's a really good one. Maybe not so much for Well, current stories are a good way to change the mind, but just getting in the habit of telling stories so that they're a part of your family. And it helps to really, and what it's doing is it's enabling you to tell new stories. It's enabling you to tell the old stories that you want to. And it enables you to see those stories that don't serve you anymore as just that, stories, right? So, just because you thought or grew up that you ate meat and potatoes on, good days, that doesn't that that's a story. And so you get to see it for that and you get to laugh about it and then you get to change that if you want to. All right, and last but not least, get yourself a health mentor or some sort of mentor to really bring you forward in these changes. So it is hard. It's hard work to change our mind, and all these little pieces, and then to bring our kids forward and changing their minds. And a lot of times we run into having to, as a family, change our spouse's mind. And we don't want to piss off our families. So really having a mentor and being clear about what you need and having the support you need. Because a lot of times what happens, even our loved ones, maybe you have a weight loss goal or you're feeling really sick and you know that food will somehow change that. But it's like, oh, come on, sweetie, just try this, and it's not well-meaning, and you don't want to hurt someone who's right there and say no. But sometimes you just need that support of someone who's really got your back around this health thing. So that is my seventh, how to change your mindset around food, doable change. So again, these seven things, these seven tips, seven strategies have come from this document called 101 Doable Changes. And my recommendation is to go download it and keep it somewhere safe. Maybe you have it on your fridge if you're that kind of person, or you have it on your desk or on your bulletin board. And then on Sunday, you sort of scan over the lists, and it's laid out pretty easily. So on three pages are all 101 changes, and you sort of see which one speaks to you. And some of them are harder, and some of them are easier. Some of them are bigger, and some of them are smaller. Some of them definitely take more time, and some of them you just have to, remember, like getting sleep or drinking water, whatever. Look at it and pick the one that you think is going to best serve you for the week, and then have fun, play with it, experiment, like be okay with failing. especially if you pick something like learn to bake or bake from scratch this week. Because I think bake from scratch is one of them. Learn to bake isn't, but bake from scratch or and bake sweet make sweet treats is one of them, or try a week with no processed foods. So, it might not go perfectly, but you're playing with it. You're figuring out how that can fit into your life, and you're weaving it into your life. And by doing this and by putting attention on it, you're actually creating systems for how it can be sort of a more long-term thing in your life, a habit, a ritual. Something that you always can come back to and don't have to think about so much. So that is the advantage. And every once in a while, for sure, you will pick something that doesn't serve you. And that's cool too, because guess what? It's only been a week, right? So you pick something that doesn't, maybe it's give up animal protein is one of them. So maybe you try that and you're like, yeah, no, I need that. I need protein or gluten. So, but you only know if you try. So that is the end of my little soapbox thing about you only know if you try. And I hope everyone goes and grabs their copy of 101 Doable Changes. And I will see you guys tomorrow on for the next seven sets, the next set of seven, sorry, which I think is going to be about not appliance, like kit stuff in the kitchen, like stuff. It's going to be actually about stuff and seven doable changes that you can do around the house and the kitchen. So it's going to be really practical that will help you move your health, your family's health, and happiness forward. All right. Again, that document is at plansimplemeals.com/101changes. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.